Hello, everybody. This is Lyra Rebelke, and I'm here on Azure Friday, the special edition of Azure Friday, Azure Friday on the Go at the Build Conference. And today we're talking with Sean McKenna. He's a principal program manager over on the Azure Container Platform for Microsoft.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about AKS.
Yes, the AKS. Azure Kubernetes Service.
We have heard so much about AKS throughout the conference this week. So
yep.
Talk to me about some of the things that you've been hearing and things that you've been talking about.
Yeah. So AKS is a service that we launched last October. It's our managed Kubernetes service. And so it makes it really easy to stand up a Kubernetes cluster and run containerized applications on top of the Azure infrastructure. Since we launched last October, we've seen a lot of customer interest. We've seen a lot of feedback in terms of things that we're missing and additional capabilities that we should add. And so we've added a bunch of those this week, and we've been hearing really good feedback and additional questions from customers. We're really finding that people are starting to understand containers, starting to see the value in things like Kubernetes, and so the questions are getting more and more sophisticated all the time of people trying to understand, okay, not only what is it, but how do I use it, how do I leverage it, how does it work in Azure?
Okay, so for those people that are still trying to figure out what is it, how do you answer that question? So is it?
Yeah, so I have had to answer that question a number of times at the booth, so I'm sort of, I've polished my answer. So I start with, do you understand what a container is, right?
Yes.
And so basically a container is a packaging of your application and everything else that's required in its runtime environment for it to work properly, which is then portable across a number of different environments, right? So that's the sort of core piece at the heart of this is having that container image. But when you're building a real application, you're typically going to have multiple different services and different containers, and you might want to have multiple copies of each of those containers for high availability and scalability. And so once you get into managing a whole bunch of containers, that's where you introduce the notion of a container orchestrator, of which Kubernetes is one and is sort of the preeminent one in the community. That's the value that Kubernetes brings is taking those container images, allowing you to deploy them across a set of VMs, configuring networking, service discovery between them, doing health monitoring on those containers, basically making sure that that entire containerized environment stays up and running and keeps your applications highly available and scalable.
Right. Yeah. So AKS is a managed service for Kubernetes. So
exactly.
You don't have to think about setting up your own virtual machines and configuring your containers.
Right, we set all that up for you. And so one of the questions we get is, for people that are new to this, is like, is Kubernetes a Microsoft product or how does that work? And Kubernetes is a community project. It's in fact managed by an open source foundation called the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. And what we do is take that open source project, that community project that you can run really in any environment, and make it easy to run it in Azure. So as you say, don't have to configure the virtual machines, don't have to set up everything that's required to set up Kubernetes, which is quite a complex thing to do.
Absolutely.
And turn that into a couple of clicks so that you can then just focus on building your containers and your containerized applications.
Yep. I talk to a lot of customers who they just haven't been able to get Kubernetes up and running in their own data center because it is pretty complex.
Yep.
And so what you've done is just minimized a lot of the complexity, took care of a lot of the set up the machine infrastructure, it's just give me that endpoint where I can send my containers and help you manage
them. Absolutely. In fact, we even hear customers now that are saying, like, can you completely take away the VMs? Not only make it easy to set it up, but take away the VMs altogether, which is where we get into a project called the Virtual Kubelet that we've been working on, which allows you to basically run the Kubernetes control plane, but have it sit on top of the Azure Container Instances product that I think you'll also talk to at some point today. And so we're seeing a lot of interest in kind of continuing to move up the abstraction stack and away from the underlying infrastructure and allow me to just focus on my containers, focus on my application layer, and hey, you Azure, you take care of all the hard work of managing the underlying machines.
Great. Now, to get very specific, there were some things that we did announce this week and some good improvements that just made things a lot easier for anybody who wants to stand up an AKS cluster.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you found were really exciting for the people that were coming to the booth?
Yeah, so there's some things that we did that were just removing major blockers that people have been complaining about. So the number one issue that people had with the AKS service previously was you couldn't deploy it into an existing virtual network. So if you wanted to have it interact with other resources in your environment, you couldn't do that. So we've removed that blocker. You can now deploy an AKS cluster into your VNet. You can set the IP range that you want so that it doesn't overlap with other resources that you might have, either in Azure or back on-prem, over your express route. So all of that is taken care of, which is a major blocker for a lot of customers.
Huge.
And then there's a couple of deeper integrations that we've done to try to make it easier to get your applications up and running and provide visibility into them. So one of them is we provided an application routing capability, which means that it's very easy now as you deploy a containerized application in Kubernetes to actually get a public DNS endpoint in Azure DNS that then has direct ingress into the Kubernetes cluster, into the container that's providing the front end of that.
It's all just taken care of right there during the configuration.
A couple lines of YAML in your configuration, and you can deploy that.
Yeah.
The other one is we've heard people need much better insight into how their containers are running inside of the cluster. So we've provided an integration with Container Insights so that you can, when you create the cluster, you can just click a button and say, set up Container Insights, and now I'll immediately get all of the logs from my containers, all of the metrics, and I can just dive into those straight from the portal because all of that data has been pushed into Container Insights. So it gives you much better visibility.
The beautiful thing about that is that you can look at all those container logs together. You can query them as one. You're not looking at each of your containers individually, you can look at them across all of your containers.
Yeah, you can get a really good overview of the entire environment and be able to tie those things together and sort of watch as traffic moves through individual containers inside of the overall application architecture. Yep. So definitely a lot easier to debug issues and get things resolved, which just leads to faster iteration and more features for customers.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
I think we're continuing to work down the list of issues that people have reported, expanding into additional regions, driving forward to a GA sometime later this year. We're really, really excited to see the feedback that people have to the new additions and continue to engage with us through various channels.
Great. So where can we go to learn more and stay up to speed and maybe even try it out?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to akad.ms/tryaks, that'll lead you to our tutorials here in the Azure documentation. That'll walk you through starting from scratch, creating a container, setting up AKS, setting up a container registry, sort of the soup to nuts tutorial of getting started with containers, getting started with Kubernetes, and kind of just getting your feet wet, and then you can dive into all of the deeper reference material right there in the documentation.
Right, and that'll take you then to maybe bringing in your own applications and understanding how to do that with your own applications.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. It was great chatting with you.
Yeah, same.
So this is Azure Friday, and we've been learning about Azure Container Services, or Azure Kubernetes Service, AKS.